There are a number of different surgeries men might have to remove cancerous cells, and some of these may have an impact on your sexuality. Procedures like prostate removal, a prostatectomy, or bladder removal, a cystectomy, are done in the same region as the nerves that work the penis, so there is a risk of damage. Medical oncologist Dr. Andrew Dean tells us about these and other surgeries and how they may affect your sexual organs.
Specifically, after prostatectomy, the testicles are still fully functional and they're making still making sperm. However, the prostate gland isn't producing the fluid because obviously it's gone. So what happens is the actual tubes that carry the sperm tend to end in the bladder. So although ejaculation occurs, it's a what we might call a dry orgasm. So there's no actual ejaculation as such because the ejaculation still stays within the body. The ejaculation is actually into the bladder.
How about bowel or rectal surgery? How might that affect your sexuality after treatment?
We talked earlier about how the prostate and the bladder are related to the nerves that work the penis, and the rectum is located immediately behind the bladder. So when people are having rectal surgery, it's quite possible that the delicate nerves which supply the penis and therefore control erection, sensation, ejaculation, they can be damaged. And this is something which any patient who's having rectal surgery would want to discuss with their doctor prior to operation.
Are stomas often required and formed after rectal surgery? And a stoma is when a portion of the small or large intestine is brought out onto the abdomen. Can you explain to us what happens there and what impact that has on the sexual organs?
The rectum is obviously removed, and with it there is that risk of damage to the nerves responsible for erection, ejaculation and certain sensations. So there's a physical impact from that sort of surgery, but there's also, I think, a big psychological issue, which is that, I guess, usually in relationships we're happy to get naked and romp around with reckless abandon, but people who have, a stoma bag may be much more conscious of, their body image. And I think the key issue is comfort. They've got to be comfortable with their body image, how much of the body that they want to show, they want to reveal. Obviously, a lot will depend on the partner making them feel comfortable. And probably when people first start sexual relations again, things such as positions which are less confronting, the male behind the female, where the stoma bag then isn't in kind of full view, wearing perhaps a nightshirt, pajama top, short nighty. I mean, it's still possible to be sexy, but sexy with stoma.
What about diet, things like that? Are there things you should consider?
Well, I think the problem with stoma is also that you don't have the same control that you have with your own rectum. So unfortunately, the stomas sometimes have a bit of a mind of their own. People will see, particularly after they've got used to the actual, managing the stoma physically, that it will tend to work a certain amount of time after food. You might notice that the stoma is more active after, say, high-fiber diets. So for the sake of argument, if, Tuesday night's the night, what you may want to do is to drop back a bit on fiber on the day, and also consider some very simple things such as some antidiarrheal agents that you can take, such as loperamide or codeine containing compounds, which tend to slow the bowel up, and that can actually provide another level of sort of comfort where in the middle of an intimate moment the stoma isn't going to suddenly noisily discharge.
What about for homosexual or gay men? Are there particular issues to consider for them?
Well, I guess it's probably a major disaster for a gay man who's, say, receptive. But it doesn't mean that, obviously, sex is then forbidden. It's just that they have to perhaps find other ways of, achieving the same intimacy and, gratification. That might mean, through oral sex or, masturbation or... People do have actually, sometimes ask the question, is it possible to have sex with a stoma? And I mean, I think we all worry that the bowel, which is brought to the surface in creating a stoma, it's delicate membranes through which you can still pass sexually transmitted diseases. You know, it's membranes that are easily damaged, but I think it's fairly widely known that, you know, there are a number of circles where people actually do, you know, use a stoma in a sexual way. So although it's not something that we'd probably encourage, we'd, you know, we recognise that sometimes that happens, and so people need to be aware of infection issues, and, you know, probably the, you know, the impact for a gay man may actually be, you know, a lot more, you know, significantly worse than, you know, for a heterosexual person.
If you have one or both testes removed, is there any lasting impact on your ability to have sex?
Well, the problem is that the testicles produce the testosterone, you know, which is what makes us men such warm, reasonable, understanding types. So if you lose the testes, we probably lose a lot of the ability to get in touch with our inner caveman. And so, yes, it can, you know, it can significantly reduce the sexual drive. And patients will often say, you know, my wife's willing, you know, she's up for it. I would like to be up for it. I don't think I'm depressed. I want to be up for it, but nothing happens. And I think that, you know, that's essentially because the testosterone's gone. Now, yes, you can have, you know, testosterone replacement for some conditions. Say if someone had had testicles removed because of testicular tumours in both testicles, say, then, you know, testosterone replacement may help a little. But say for prostate cancer, if someone's had the testicles removed for that, they're being removed specifically to get rid of the testosterone, because we know that testosterone also drives the prostate cancer cells to grow. So apart from the body image, you can get prostheses inserted, so they still, you know, kind of look and feel like the real thing. Problem is, you know, you're sterile and no more testosterone.
And I would imagine there's a significant difference between if you have one taken away or both.
I think so. I mean, the fact is, if you've still got one testicle, you know, still produces, you know, enough sperm for you to be fertile. It produces enough testosterone to, you know, keep you feeling how you want to feel. Bear in mind also that, say, you know, often, say, for prostate cancer patients, the testicles may still be there, but effectively you've actually switched them off completely by using, you know, using drugs, and that gives you exactly the same effect as the surgery, albeit without the cosmetic effect.
And if you want to know more about how it might impact your fertility, have a listen to the fertility track.